Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional, a podcast host, and a fellow member of the YPO from Arkansas, USA, Christina LeCure. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Thank you. Christina is a confidence coach. She's the host of a podcast, Decide It's Your Turn. Christina is a former professional golfer and a TV host. And as I mentioned, she's a member of the YPO. So Christina, before we talk about coaching, tell me about your own journey from being a professional golfer to becoming a top confidence coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always kind of start out with a quick story. When I was 18, two things happened to me. One, and most people kind of snicker about one, I got really good at golf. And two, I kind of got good looking. And what happened during that time is I got a ton of external validation. And long story short, I became addicted to that validation. I always thought that, you know, if I got skinnier and got better at golf and started making more money, that I would be happy. And fast forward about 10 years after that, I was about 27, 28, and I had checked all the boxes. I had a golf career. I was getting paid $10,000 a day to play golf with executives. I was modeling. I had a great life, and I wasn't happy. And I figured out that there was a lot of people around me that were much happier than I was, and they had a lot less than me. And so I really dove into the power of the mind, you know, the whole Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich, what you think, positive PMA, positive mental attitude. And for the last, you know, 15 years, I have just been obsessed with creating a life that you love based upon the thoughts that you think. And so I created an amazing life. I always say I'm one of the happiest people that you'll meet because I decided it, and I help people do the exact same thing, just really curating a life and a business that they love that is very aligned to them.
Wow. What an amazing journey. And, you know, professional golfer is something really to be looked up to. We are all golfers, and we spend half our lives hacking away on the course. So, but I'm one of these days I must come and play with you in Arkansas.
I would love that.
Christina, tell me, what were some of the key challenges you faced while transitioning from such a high profile sports career to coaching?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this probably speaks to a lot of people. I think a lot of people associate who they are with what they do. And for me, leaving a career as a professional golfer, or I was definitely more of a host. And you mentioned you used to work for Lockheed. I did corporate events for Lockheed up in the Richmond area for years. But basically for me, the hardest part was really transitioning from my identity being in as a professional golfer and a television host to really changing my identity and kind of quote unquote, starting fresh. And I think a lot of people experience that, like, who am I without this title? And for me, that was a really hard transition. I was very lost. And so if you follow me over on any social media channel, in particular, you know, I spend a lot of time on Instagram, my handle name is now Be Christina, because I really think that we have to all be ourselves, be Ash, be Christina, be Karen, whatever it is for you, but really becoming who you are and listening to that inner calling. For me, that was like, I knew that I was no longer in alignment with playing golf, and I really had to make some big changes in order to change my identity. And it's scary. A lot of people are really nervous to do so, but for me, it was the greatest thing I ever did.
Incredible, incredible. So let's talk about confidence coaching. What, you know, there are so many different areas people coach in. What inspired you to focus specifically on confidence?
I think confidence is one of the most attractive things. I think it's what makes you extremely successful. And I think a lot of people lack confidence, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people don't know how to build confidence. I think a lot of people wait to be confident. And I say all the time that confidence is a muscle. The more that you use it, the stronger it becomes. And I think a lot of people are waiting to be motivated. I think a lot of people are waiting to be super clear in life. And again, I think it's backwards. I think for me in particular, and a lot of my clients, I believe it's like taking that action, but failing and figuring out what is next. And the more action you take, the more clarity that you get, the more action you take, the more confident that you become in yourself. And then the same thing with motivation. A lot of people, you know, even something as simple that we all resonate with is working out. Well, I'm not motivated to work out. Well, guess what? No one really is, to be honest with you. No one is motivated, but you take the actions and then you become more and more motivated. So for me, I just think that confidence is one of the big keys. I would pick the person who is clear and confident on their mission over the person who perhaps has the best book smarts, because at the end of the day, you know, you can have all the smarts in the world, but unless you're taking that and putting it into action, it's really not going to become anything.
Well said. And what, in your view, are some of the common misconceptions about building self-confidence?
Yeah, I think just kind of something that I said, I think, you know, most people just don't take any action. Most people think that they're going to wake up one day and become confident. And that's actually not the way that it works. Most people have to take these massive amounts of action in order to become more confident. They have to try things. They have to fail. That, you know, I think, unfortunately, we live in a society, in a world where failure is looked upon as a negative thing. And I think it's like, if we could all just fail faster and learn that the more you fail, the clearer you get on where it is that you're actually going. And I think something else that a lot of people miss out on is that keeping promises to yourself is a big way to build confidence, because a lot of people lie to themselves every single day. And that little internal confidence muscle that you have, let's say, for instance, you say like, I'm going to work out today, or I'm not going to drink wine when I get home. But let's say the kids are crazy and you come home stressed out after work. And finally, everyone goes to bed and you're like, I'm having a glass of wine or I'm having a cocktail. And every time you tell yourself you're not going to do something and then you do it, you lessen your confidence because you are telling yourself you can't trust yourself. And so a simple little hack I always tell people is that you like start with something so small. Let's say you want to drink more water. Well, then if you drink 3 cups of water and you tell yourself you're going to drink more water, drink 4 cups of water, and start with something so simple to where you start knowing and believing that what you say you're going to do, you actually do. And that ultimately builds your confidence just in a really small way.
Fascinating. And you know, when I was reading about you to prepare for our conversation, I was amazed to learn about your own battle with low self-confidence and an eating disorder. You know, how did you overcome these challenges and how did they shape your coaching?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, really had low self-confidence. A lot of my quote unquote confidence came from external validation. And I believe that the more I did, the more money I made, the skinnier I become, the more notoriety I got, the more famous I got, whatever it was, that I was going to be happy and I was going to be worthy and I was going to feel good about myself or feel adequate. And, you know, I'm a Christian. So I always say that there's 3 main things: decision, faith, and action. And this is the formula in which I coach and I teach. And something that I say is that I had to make a true decision. And I decided right then and there that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I had checked all the boxes. I was doing the things that I quote thought were going to make me happy. And I was truly I was very unhealthy. I was miserable. I would have probably, you know, I've been with my husband over 21 years now, and I was with him. I probably would have lost that relationship. I would have lost a lot more if I just didn't really put a line in the sand and say, I'm done, and then start taking actions around that. And then obviously having the faith on the other side too. For me, I'm a Christian and I believe that I am worthy, period. That can't be built, but my confidence in myself and my belief in my adequacy was really built by taking small actions over and over again. And I still live those out today. I'm a person who says that I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it. I have a lot of self-trust, hence I have a lot of self-confidence. And for me, you know, I just decided that I was done. It was just kind of like that line in the sand that I was just going to start reprogramming the way that I thought and the actions that I was taking. You know, ultimately, a lot of people ask me, like, what do I actually do? And I think what I really actually do is help people reprogram thoughts, patterns, and habits that they have that are no longer serving them and help them reprogram what does serve them. You know, a simple little thing is perhaps a money story. Let's say that you grew up in a family in which, you know, you had a poor money mindset. Well, that's something that can actually be changed. You can literally reprogram those thoughts. And if you reprogram those thoughts, you're getting a different result. And it's just, you know, it's as simple as that. And I say it's simple, but it just takes a lot of work. Yes, the actual process of it is simple, but doing it is really where a lot of people lack because they just don't do it.
Well said. What a great response. Thank you. And gives me an interesting segue to my next question. You spoke about decision, faith, and action, and that's also a framework that you work with. Tell me a little bit more about this decision, faith, and action framework.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anything and everything that you want to do personally and professionally just comes down to these three things. You know, people say they make decisions every day, but unfortunately, a decision isn't something that changes based upon circumstances. Like, oh, I'm going to go outside and walk today. And oh, well, now it's raining, so now I'm not. No, a decision is something that, like, once you make a decision, burn the bridges, line in the sand, and actually do the darn thing. Because unfortunately, a lot of people let their circumstances change the decisions that they make. Perhaps, you know, they say that they're going to start the business and the funding doesn't come through, or their neighbor thinks it's a stupid idea, or your family doesn't agree with it. And so people change their decision. And unfortunately, that's, to me, not going to work, because once you make a decision, you have to take aligned action after that. Once you make a true decision, okay, I am going to go for a walk, then you take the actual action behind it. And I think a lot of people sometimes skip the action part. You can make a decision. Let's say you've decided that you're going to find your perfect partner in life. Well, all right, world, I'm calling in the perfect partner. Well, that perfect partner isn't just going to sit down on the couch beside you. You actually have to take some action to get the thing that you say. And then for me, the faith part, I always say, I'm a Christian. For me, it's God, but I don't really care what you believe, but I do believe that you have to have some sort of faith. And the reason why I say this is I'm a big proponent. I never want to work with anyone specifically just for money or just for one thing. Like, I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to enjoy your business. I want you to enjoy the process. And I think for me, the faith part is the trusting and the knowing that things are working for you. You know, one thing that I always say is everything works out for me. And a really good example of this, just to kind of put it in, just to make it clear for your audience, is like, let's say I say everything works out for me and I miss my flight. Well, then in my brain, I am literally figuring out how missing my flight is the exact thing that I needed to happen. Like, everything works out for me. Perhaps I make a new friend on the next plane, or perhaps I sit beside someone and it's a great business decision. Let's say I make the flight. Well, of course I make the flight because everything works out for me. And so I just have that unwavering faith that everything works out for me. Everything is going to plan the way that it should. Even when it's not my plan, I have faith that it is the best plan.
Well said. Thank you. And Christina, what role does mindset play in achieving your own success?
I think it's everything. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure your audience has heard of Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, like the whole, you know, positive PMA, positive mindset. Like, I just think that mindset is truly everything. Find me a person who can literally tell you that everything is working out for them. Find me a person who finds a way to yes every single time. Find me a person who has the confidence inside of themselves to do the thing that they say that they're going to do. And that person overall will probably be A, successful, and B, happy. So to me, mindset is everything. I mean, we all have heard thousands of stories of people who've come from nothing and grown to huge successes. And we've also heard from people come from everything and have done nothing and, you know, perhaps pass away. And they, you know, we've all heard about these celebrities who kill themselves or whatever it is, because of the mindset, right? Like, I think mindset is everything. You are what you think. Your reality is created by what you think. And I'm a huge proponent of everything is mindset.
Well said, well said. And how do you see the relationship between self-worth and external validation?
You know, I always say, people always say that I'm very confident, obviously, like confidence coach, I'm a performance coach, confidence coach, whatever you'd like to call it. But a lot of people say that I'm really confident. But, you know, I think if you would have seen me 20 years ago, you would have probably externally seen very similar. I pretty much look the same. I act the same. I pretty much have the same life. You know, it's a little different, but overall, I have very similar life to 20 years ago. And I think that the difference now is the internal confidence versus the external confidence. You know, we all know those people who come off, and I'm a big proponent of being confident. And like, I think that there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness, but like really that self-trust, that self-worth, just knowing that, you know, that, yeah, you can tell people that, you know, but there's a big difference between telling people that, you know, and like knowing internally that, you know, and having that internal self-confidence and that internal self-worth, like knowing who you are, knowing whose you are. For me, again, I'm a Christian. So knowing that I am a child of God, knowing that like I am worthy, period. Doesn't matter if I'm sitting on my couch or I'm making $1 million, I'm literally just as worthy, but also in that knowing in myself that I can trust myself, knowing in myself that like, no matter what, I'm going to show up for myself. I think that that is the true confidence that a lot of people want.
Well said. But tell me, you know, the fact that you were a professional golfer, the fact that you have been a television host, what role have these, you know, very highly visible roles that you have been a part of, how have they influenced your own confidence and your coaching career?
Absolutely. I think they've been hugely instrumental in my coaching career. You know, people can't see, you know, externally, people can't see how my professional golf career or my television career or modeling or whatever I was doing career could really associate with now helping people create a life and a business that they're obsessed with. They can't see the two, but I think for years, so about 15 years, I worked with, you know, you mentioned to me that you used to work for Lockheed. So a company like Lockheed used to bring me in to play golf with the executives. And firsthand, I was around people for so many years that had a ton of success. It was just, I was a sponge. You know, obviously my job was to play golf with executives and create the business relationships on the golf course. You know, I always tell like a funny story that you guys in general are so silly. So I'll play golf with guys and there's no connection, no vulnerability, no person. Like you don't even know if you're married or have kids. You've been knowing each other for 15 years, but you don't talk about the things that are actually the power of human connection. And so I used to actually call myself a human connection expert on the golf course because I could bring two guys together and find out by the end of the round, you know, if they were married, if they had kids, if they even liked golf, you know, what sport do they like? You know, what do they drink? And the power of human connection to me is one of the greatest tools on the whole entire planet. I feel sad that we live in a world now where, you know, the human connection is just, I think it's more valuable today than it's ever been with the power of AI, just things going in a completely different route. Like to truly have the power to connect with another human, I think is one of the greatest things ever. And, you know, that's a skill that I learned while playing golf with executives on the golf course. I was also around extremely successful human beings for, you know, a 10, 15 period of time. I had two clients at a time that were billionaires. And so for me, just being around those type of people to learn how they think, to learn how they act, you know, it was just very, I became a sponge during that time. And now I'm able to take those lessons that I learned through that part of my life and really help people in this part of my life.
Amazing. So one more question related to coaching, and then I want to talk about your podcast. You know, most of us go through an imposter syndrome, most of us, and no matter how confident we are or how senior we may be. How do you help clients who struggle with imposter syndrome?
Yeah, great question. And I'm sure we all do. And thank you for saying that, because I think most people think that like you're the only one. Well, I mean, Ash, you're a perfect example. You had this extremely successful career, but I'm sure the day that you hit record on your very first podcast, you're probably going, gosh, who am I to do this?
Absolutely.
And exactly. And we all feel this way in so many different ways. Yeah. You know, I always use the example that Tiger Woods, if you put him on a basketball court on day one, he would probably feel like a bit of an imposter. And yeah. I think that an imposter is if you are pretending to be something that you're not. But for me, I always look at it as, am I pretending to know everything in the world there is to know about whatever topic when I first come in? No, but am I willing to learn? Am I willing to take an action? You know, you were willing to push record on this podcast, and now 2000 plus episodes in, you're no longer an imposter. But in order to overcome that, you have to push record time and time and time again. And I think it's helpful for people to really remember that when they're starting out. You don't have to know everything, but you just have to be willing to take the next step. And I think one quick tip for most people is they think 5 steps down the road, 100 steps down the road, a year down the road. And the only step that you really have to think about is the next step.
The next one. Absolutely. Bite-sized milestones is something that I have often said. So, Christian, let's talk now about your podcast. You're the host of a podcast titled Decide It's Your Turn. Tell me about this podcast and what are the kind of areas that you cover?
Absolutely. It's for anyone who's ready to decide it's their turn in life. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've worked with clients as young as 18 up to like 65. And I think you just are ready to decide it's your turn to do the thing. And I always say, is it deciding to lose the weight, get in a relationship, start the business? You just have to decide it's your turn. And I truly do believe it's just everything is a matter of a decision, faith, and action. And if you do those three things, and, you know, the podcast, we've been, gosh, 3 years now, I'm so fortunate to say, not as big as yours, but no, we
but
put out
there. Yeah.
Well, I will definitely get there because I'm not quitting anytime soon. I'm so fortunate to be able to interview, you know, people like yourself or from around the world, just fantastic people who all have a story about deciding it's their turn. And it's not only about business, it's about people who decide to, you know, get in a relationship, get out of a relationship, decide to change their family stories, decide to make millions of dollars, decide to start a business, decide to start a podcast, decide to write a book, whatever it is. But it's just for anyone who's ready to decide it is their turn in life and or business.
Very well said. Very well said. And of course, when you're going to decide it's your turn, it's also time to figure out how to put up your hand. And that's where your confidence coaching comes in.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I'm so grateful that I get to work with the people that I get to work with. I mean, it's just really, you know, obviously like being faith-based, I definitely attract a lot of people in that area, but it's just really, I get to work with men and women from around the world. I remember probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a client from Qatar, however you say it, Qatar. And I was like, oh my gosh, how crazy is this? That a person in a country that I don't even know how to say has found me, and I get to work with clients from all over the world. And I'm so blessed that I get to do this.
Wow, fantastic. Christina, on that note, I just want to say, thank you so much for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of confidence and the way you are supporting and helping so many people build their confidence and keep moving forward. Thank you for talking to me about your decision, faith, and action framework. Thank you also for speaking to me about Decide It's Your Turn podcast. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.